This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 17, Mr. Rabbit Nibbles Up the Butter. To animals and to creatures, said Uncle Remus, shaking his coffee around in the bottom of his tin cup in order to gather up all the sugar. They keep on getting more and more familiar with one another. So by and by, 'twasn't long before Brer Rabbit and Brer Fox and Brer Possum got to sort of bunching their fruitions together in the same shanty. After a while, the roof sort of gun to leak. And one day, Brer Rabbit and Brer Fox and Brer Possum assemble for to see if they can't kinder patch her up. They had a big day's work in front of them, and they fotched a dinner with them. They lumped the vittles up in one pile, and the butter what Brer Fox brung, they goes and puts in the spring house for to keep cool. And then they went to work, and twa'n't long for Brer Rabbit's stomach begun sort of growl and pester him. That butter Brer Fox sought heavy on his mind, and his mouth water every time he remember about it. Presently, he said to himself that he bleeds to have a nip at that dip butter, and then he lay his plans, he did. First news you know, while they was all working along, Brer Rabbit raise his head quick and fling his ears forward and holler out, "Here I is, what you want with me?" And off he put like something was after him. He sallied round, old Brer Rabbit did, and after he make sure that nobody ain't following him, entered the spring house he bounces, and dar he stays till he get a bait of butter. Then he saunter on back and go to work. "Where you been?" said Brer Fox, says he. "I hear my chillens calling me," said Brer Rabbit, says he, "and I had to go see what they want. My old woman done got 'em tucked mighty sick," says he. They work on till by and by the butter tastes so good that old Brer Rabbit wants some more. Then he raise up his head, he did, and holler out, "Hey, yo, hold on, I'm coming," and off he put. This time he stay right smart while, and when he get back, Brer Fox asked him where he been. "I've been to see my old woman, and she's a-sinkin'," says he. Directly, Brer Rabbit hear him callin' him again, and off he goes. And this time, bless your soul, he gets the butter out so clean that he can see himself in the bottom of the bucket. He scrape it clean and lick it dry, and then he go back to work looking more summer than a nigger what the patrollers had a holt on. "How's your old woman this time?" said Brer Fox, says he. "I'm obliged to you, Brer Fox," says Brer Rabbit, says he, "but I'm afeard she's done gone by now." And that sort of make Brer Fox and Brer Possum feeling moaning with Brer Rabbit. By and by, when dinner time come, they all got out to vittles, but Brer Rabbit keep on looking lonesome. Brer Fox and Brer Possum, they sort of rustle around for to see if they can't make Brer Rabbit feel sort of spimmy. "What's that, Uncle Remus?" asked the little boy. "Sort of spimmy splammy, honey. Sort of like he in a crowd. Sort of like his old woman ain't dead as she might be. You know how folks does when it gets where people's a-moanin'." The little boy didn't know, fortunately for him. And Uncle Remus went on. Brer Fox and Brer Possum rustle round, they did, getting out the vittles. And by and by, Brer Fox, he say, says he, "Brer Possum, you run down to the spring and fetch the butter, and I'll sell round here and set the table," says he. Brer Possum, he lope off after the butter, and directly here he come loping back with his ears a-trembling and his tongue a-hanging out. Brer Fox, he holler out, "What the matter now, Brer Possum?" says he. "You all better run here, folks," says Brer Possum, says he. "The last drop of that butter done gone." "Where's she gone?" said Brer Fox, says he. "Look like she dry up," said Brer Possum, says he. Then Brer Rabbit, he looked sort of solemn, he did, and he up and say, says he, "I expect that butter melt in somebody's mouth," says he. Then they went down to the spring with Brer Possum, and sure enough, the butter done gone. Whilst they was sputin' over dat wonderment, Brer Rabbit say he see tracks all round dar, and he point out that if they all go to sleep, he can catch the chap what stole the butter. Then they all lie down, and Brer Fox and Brer Possum, they soon dropped off to sleep. But Brer Rabbit, he stay awake. And when the time come, he raise up easy and smear Brer Possum mouth with the butter on his paws. And then he run off and nibble up the best of the dinner what they left laying out. And then he come back and wake up Brer Fox and show him the butter on Brer Possum mouth. Then they wake up Brer Possum and tell him about it. But of course, Brer Possum's denying it to the last. Brer Fox, though, he's a kind of lawyer, and he argified this way, that Brer Possum was the first one at the butter, and the first one fur to miss it, and more'n that, there hang the signs on his mouth. Brer Possum see that they got him jammed up in the corner, and then he up and say that the way fur to catch the man what stole the butter is to build a big brush heap and set her afire. And all hands try to jump over, and the one would fall in. Then he the chap would stole the butter. Brer Rabbit, Brer Fox, they is both agree, they did. And they whirl in, they build that brush heap, and they build her high, and they build her wide, and then they touch her off. When she got to blazing up good, Brer Rabbit, he took the first turn. He sort of stepped back, looked round, and giggled. And over he went all samer than a bird flying. Then come Brer Fox. He got back a little further and spit on his hands and lit out and made the jump. And he come so nigh getting in that the end of his tail caught fire. "Ain't you never seen no fox, honey?" inquired Uncle Remus in a tone that implied both conciliation and information. The little boy thought probably he had, but he wouldn't commit himself. "Well, then," continued the old man, "next time you see one of 'em, you look right close and see if the end of his tail ain't white. It's just like I tell you. They bars to scar that brush heap down to this day. They are marked. That's what they is. They are marked." "And what about Brother Possum?" asked the little boy. "Old Brer Possum, he took a running start, he did, and he come lumbering along, and he lit kerblam right in the middle of that fire, and that was the last of old Brer Possum."
"But Uncle Remus, Brother Possum didn't steal the butter after all," said the little boy, who was not at all satisfied with such summary injustice.
"That what make I say what I does, honey. In this world, lots of folks has got to suffer for the other folks' sins. Look like it's mighty wrong, but it's that way. Tribulation seem like she's a-waiting round the corner fur to catch one and all of us, honey." End of chapter.